This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says the war on Hamas is far from over. This as the increasingly global conflict spills into 2024.
Body camera footage released by the Israel Defense Forces claims to show firefights between the country's military and Palestinian militants in the city of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip. This is the latest in a conflict that started when Hamas stormed Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and kidnapping roughly 240 others. To date, the Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza says Israeli forces have killed more than 21,600 Palestinians in Israel's ongoing strikes. And while much of the world has called for a humanitarian ceasefire to bring aid into Palestinian territories, U.S. President Joe Biden has so far resisted pressuring his Israeli counterpart to act to stop the fighting. Arash Arabsadi, VOA News.
The Israeli strikes in central Gaza killed at least 35 people, according to hospital officials, as fighting raged across the tiny enclave a day after the prime minister said the war will continue for many more months, resisting the international calls for a ceasefire. The U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several of them.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking